Item number 22, report and possible discussion on employee compensation by Monica Wheelis.
Good afternoon. This is a report only. No action is necessary. I want to share a brief presentation with you regarding our current compensation system, some employee-related concerns, and some changes that will be presented for your consideration with the FY09 budget. First, I will go over some concerns. We have experienced a steady increase in employee resignations over the past few years. The BRA exceeded the state's turnover rate with more than 18% of our staff leaving in 2007. Employee turnover is very expensive. A conservative estimate for the cost of employee turnover is about 25% of the employee's compensation and benefits. That factor, multiplied by the number of departures each year, has totaled more than $500,000 each of the last 2 years. As you can see, next slide please, the turnover cost factor 25% gives a conservative estimate of the cost per exiting employee. Two items to note, the average annual wage amount is significantly less in 2007 than it was in 2002. That indicates that a lower level, mostly our blue collar employees, are leaving employment in the last couple years. And the number of terminated employees has nearly doubled since 2002. Our existing pay structure has two components, base wages and exemplary performance bonuses. We currently do not have a merit system in place to move high-performing employees up their pay scales. Both existing and exiting employees have voiced their concern that the BRA does not have a merit-based system in place above and beyond the annual ECI increase. The concerns specific to water and wastewater operations are that we have been experiencing the effects of the nationwide skilled technician shortage for about 3 years. The BRA must compete with high-paying oil and gas industry, municipalities, and other similar entities for trained operations and maintenance personnel. Better pay is the number one stated reason for resignations for this sector of employees. Additionally, it is difficult to recruit licensed water and wastewater operators, resulting in the BRA hiring inexperienced and unlicensed workers. The BRA expends time and resources to train the unskilled workers and operation employees. The problem is we do not have a formal system in place to reward them as they increase their knowledge and skills and advance their licenses. We train, then they go somewhere else to earn more money and use their new skills. Next slide, please. If we had a program in place specifically to recognize and reward the operation and maintenance employees as they grew in their positions, we may have been able to prevent some of these departures. And as you can see, 40% stated the reason for departure was for better pay. Career opportunities is another 14%. We feel we could have captured some of those employees and kept them had we had something a little bit more organized in place. Again, using the 25% turnover factor, this is the estimated cost of the maintenance and operations staff turnover for the last 2 years. As illustrated, retaining employees is much less expensive than going through the process of starting from scratch and with inexperienced workers. In a nutshell, the BRA needs to do a better job of promoting the opportunities for professional growth within our organization and recognizing the added value of employees as they increase their knowledge and skills. As we contemplated our staffing issues, we also recognized the need to control the overall impact on the budget. Since FY04, between 5% and 6% of the base salaries have been budgeted each year to fund the combination of the across-the-board ECI increases and the exemplary pay bonuses. With that in mind, we plan to reduce the amount dedicated for exemplary performance bonuses and allocate a portion of it both to fund the merit pay system and the operation and maintenance skill track system. We plan to request that a pool of money be set aside in the FY09 budget to reward high-performing employees a merit increase. The amount awarded would be determined both by the employee's overall rating and on their annual performance evaluation and the total number of employees who qualify for the merit increase. Additionally, we recommend that in FY09 we contract with an outside consultant to conduct a compensation study to ensure we remain a competitive employer. The last compensation study was completed in 2003, so we feel it's been 5 years. We need to probably do an update to that. In an effort to address excessive turnover and shortage of water and wastewater operations and maintenance personnel, we are in the process of establishing a training and development skill track program. We plan to implement this program in stages, with the initial focus beginning in FY09 with the water treatment staff. We will request that a pool of money be specifically dedicated to reward employees who accomplish particular training goals within their skill track and who obtain higher licensing. That's the end of my presentation. Are there any questions?
Have we taken any effort to communicate to our staff the total overall compensation benefit?
Yes.
On an annual basis?
Yes, sir.
That's something we do annually?
Yes.
I think you have a good idea for doing the survey. I know when I work on a college board, and we had somebody like, I think, Fox and Lawson that actually did a study, and they do an ongoing study, and probably once a year they look at what's happening in the region. Mm-hmm. And then every 2 years they do a pretty basic overall study to make sure that we keep up. But are we going to go to a system that actually does pay for performance, or are we talking about having steps, or you're talking about a combination of both? Because it's a big difference in how much money you're going to put out depending on which one you decide to go on.
It's really two separate issues. The overall employee base, there is not a merit increase program in place to award for merit. So we're looking at implementing that, and that will be based on the overall employee evaluations. And there'll be a set amount of money put in a pot, and depending on how the employees are evaluated is dependent on how much, say, the highest is superior. Depending on how many employees fall in that superior class would be dependent on how much of a percentage each of those superior employees would receive for that year. So that will keep us within, we'll be able to budget for that. We'll look at the totality and then say, okay, based on this number of superior employees or this number that exceeds expectations would be how much money we put in place. The second part of that is looking at the operations and maintenance staff, where we're having such a high turnover rate, and it is estimated that there will continue to be a nationwide shortage of this group of employees. Young folks aren't going into this sector, and we're talking about technicians of all kinds. And so we feel that by putting in a skill process where they can see the beginning, if I come in as an unlicensed worker, they will be able to see all the way up into the A licensed worker, the steps and what they have to do training to get there. So that's more of a skill-based system for that sector of employees. So they will also be eligible for the merit increases also, but we have to put something in place so the employees in the operations and maintenance department see that they have a future here with us rather than they have a future with someone else after we train them.
Carol and I do all the exit interviews with people that are leaving either telephonically or over the TV or in person. And as the slide says, the majority of them is, I need more money for my family. And I love the BRA, but I got to go do something else.
Yeah.
Does the gas industry drawing that up north?
Mm-hmm. Well, in Lake Limestone's also experiencing the situation with gas industry. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Monica, thank you.
Thank you.